Senator Chris Murphy of Connecticut, I can't tell you how pleased we are to have you with us. It's always great. Let me start by asking you about Merrick Garland and his pending nomination to the Supreme Court. It looks pretty much like, you know, Mitch McConnell and the others are going to keep their word and they are not going to allow this nomination to be considered at all.
I think you have to take McConnell at his word. You know, what he did was extraordinary, coming out and opposing any nominee to replace Scalia within about an hour of Scalia's death. And given the extraordinary nature of that announcement, I think you have to suppose that he's not going back on his word. And, you know, I mean, I think it's really discouraging, and I hope that the Democrats don't respond in kind, but this is, you know, unprecedented, the idea that a majority party would say that a president of a different party is simply not going to even get his Supreme Court nominee considered. If that becomes the new rule, then, you know, we're in for an era where the norm is not eight justices on the Supreme Court, but maybe six or seven at any one given time, because if Democrats control the Senate, they'll say, sorry, Republican president, we're not giving you any nominees for the duration of your administration, and Republicans will do the same. I think that would be a really sad state of affairs.
Have you had a chance to talk to Garland?
I haven't yet, so I'm on his list, but I haven't had the chance to sit down with him. I think we're going to be meeting later in May. We're getting together.
A lot of people are guessing that if Hillary becomes the president, whether or not she'll say, okay, Obama, you did a good job, this is a good guy, I'll nominate him now. You think that's possible?
I think it's possible. I'm sure she's going to want to preserve her right to nominate whoever she thinks is the best choice. But, you know, everyone that's met with him has been very impressed, and obviously his resume speaks for itself. But I imagine that she will, reserve the right to make her own choice.
Teach me something, Chris Murphy, Senator. I've always understood, maybe I'm just too old and it's all passed me by, that the senior senator of the same party as the president gets to make the recommendations as to who the federal judges and the U.S. attorneys will be. Is that still the case?
Yes, and every delegation does that differently. In Connecticut, even though Senator Blumenthal is the senior senator, we make those recommendations in conjunction. And even when there are moments when the senators are of the opposite party, there are consultations with those senators because the goal is to, you know, get the U.S. attorney that is supported by, you know, the local delegation, whether or not it's of the same president, same party as the president.
The reason I'm asking you this question is that Hillary Clinton was recently asked, at least the report said so, whether one of my great heroes, Preet Bharara, the U.S. attorney who has done so much good anti-corruption work in New York State, would be reappointed by her. And it's true, theoretically, the president does do the appointing, although, as you just pointed out, the senators have a great deal to do with it. She said, I'm leaving my options open. Or something like that. That seems to me, and since Bharara came from Chuck Schumer's staff, and Chuck Schumer's about to be one of the most important senators in the country, if not the most important, then one would think that she's not going to have that much of a choice.
Well, I mean, listen, I think, you know, why would a president commit on any issues of presidential appointment before the fact that, frankly, you know, makes it look as if you're, you know, counting your chickens before they've hatched. Mm-hmm. So I think it's always been this precedent where presidents, you know, don't tell you ahead of time who they're going to appoint. And then on this question, I think you want to be extra careful. I certainly think the assumption would be that, you know, he would be reappointed. He's done a great job. But precedent is that the senators do get to make that recommendation. And so, you know, probably not great politics to get out ahead of that precedent before you've even been elected.
It would be great to do a little survey out in front of the Capitol and say to people, does the president appoint judges and the U.S. attorneys? And the answer would be yes. And then technically that's true, but in fact, I don't think most people know how much power the senators have.
Yeah, it is certainly a unique prerogative that senators have. And as you mentioned, it's not just for U.S. attorneys, it's also for district court judges. But, you know, I think that that's in part because the executive has always recognized that, you know, senators are much closer to the talent that's applying for the federal bench. And so In Connecticut, you know, Dick and I take our responsibility very, very seriously, and we solicit all applications and all comers, and we have a panel of experts, of non-political experts, that interview all of the candidates for the bench. And it's not that we aren't involved, but, you know, we receive that counsel and that advice. And, you know, I think our process is much, much more comprehensive because we only have one, you know, vacancy every couple of years than would happen at the executive branch. And, you know, I support the precedent of keeping the decision making a little bit closer to the local level.
Senator Chris Murphy is with us. Okay, Senator, I'm not letting you go without asking you this. As we speak today, the question is, A, should a presidential candidate announce in advance who their vice presidential pick will be to run on the ticket with them? And B, who you got?
Yeah, I don't really care whether they announce it beforehand or afterwards. I assume that's probably a, you know, question of political strategy, so I don't think that matters at all. And as to who's in the running to be vice president, I mean, there are a bunch of my colleagues in the Senate who I've gotten to know who I think would be, you know, fantastic at the top of that list. Are two good friends of mine, Tim Kaine, who's the, you know, very, very thoughtful, intellectual senator from Virginia, former governor, and Cory Booker, who's a personal friend and a relatively new senator from New Jersey, but somebody with, you know, enormous appeal and really an enthusiasm to him that he brings to the job, which would be pretty fantastic for the ticket. So there's a number of my colleagues who are in the running, and I think Hillary's got a number of great choices to pick from.
A lot of people are writing me and saying, what about Elizabeth Warren? What about two women on the ticket?
Yeah, I think, you know, I think that would be another great choice. There's other women senators and governors who have been considered. So we're going to, you know, break a really important gender barrier, and there's no reason to not continue to break that. An all-female ticket would be fantastic, and if a woman candidate for vice president is the best choice for the job, then I expect that Hillary will pick her.
And what if they came to you?
They're not going to come to me. I don't know that they need somebody from a safe blue state like Connecticut.
Or Massachusetts, yeah.
Yeah, it's certainly not a job that I'm interested in. You know what? I mean, listen, as you know, Alan, I mean, I've sort of moved from job to job pretty quickly over the course of my political career, having spent about 4 to 6 years in every job that I've had, and that's in part because I was lucky enough to have other opportunities present themselves to me. It was sort of the luck of timing, but I love this job. I mean, I love representing the state of Connecticut, and so I have absolutely no ambition other than to do this job, maybe run for re-election, and focus on being a good senator.
So in terms of geopolitics, which you just mentioned, then a Virginia pick would be preferable to a New Jersey pick.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think that, that somebody like Tim Kaine would certainly help in the effort to win Virginia. Sherrod Brown is also on the short list. He's a senator from Ohio, and, you know, there's no more critical state than Ohio.
No.
But, I mean, let me back up for a second. I mean, I am not proposing this because I want senators from safer presidential states to be on the short list of vice presidential candidates. But it is fairly ridiculous that, you know, the list of vice presidential candidates might be dictated by the handful of states that are going to be competitive. I am a fan of the popular vote. I think we should get out of the business of the electoral college and only a handful of states mattering on election day. And so I think the way in which the vice presidential candidate is picked will be an advertisement for those of us who think that there's a different way ultimately of selecting a president.
It's always wonderful to talk to our friend, Senator Chris Murphy of Connecticut, distinguished Williams College graduate, and I understand you're going to be up there giving them a speech.
Yeah, my first sort of official visit to my alma mater as a U.S. senator. I'm excited.
Well, that's wonderful. Oh, so, Chris Murphy, thanks for doing it. Thanks for having done it before, and we look forward to talking to you again in the future. It's always wonderful to have you with us.
Thanks, Alan.